It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, hello, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Will you put the water bong down? Let's get through the show. That was a good pull. That was a good rip. That one came, through. Dude, the last time I hit a bong, no joke, this is how long it's been since I hit a bong. I was out in California. Yeah. I was going to broadcasting school, and one of my teachers...
Are we telling weed stories?
This one's hilarious, man. Right, this one is great. And again, for everyone wondering, like, why the hell we're talking about weed, we're just getting right into it. Proposition 1 passed in the state of Michigan, yep, saying that recreational marijuana for anyone 21 or older is legal. Mm-hmm. You can have up to 10 ounces. Was it 14 plants?
You can have 12 plants, 10 ounces at your house, and you can carry up to 2.5 ounces with you.
Which is that's a lot of weed.
That's a bag, bro.
That is a girthy bag of weed. But there, you're doing your wonderful bong sound effect. The last time I smoked out of a bong,
yeah.
And again, I don't smoke weed. I support it 110%. I don't smoke weed.
And you smoked out of a bong, you moron.
Dude, it was insane. So I was in California. At my teacher's house, one of my teachers at the Academy of Radio and Television Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And he was having a little get-together, invited a couple chicks over. Mm-hmm. You know, here I am, 21 years old. Like, all right, let's get it, boy. Let's get it. Let's do it. Well, growing up in high school, the few times that I did smoke weed in high school, I'd take a joint. All right, you're good.
You'd pretend
smoke. You do that one little hit. You barely feel anything. Or if it's all a bowl, right, just a quick hit.
You're testing the waters.
Wasn't ready for this. He pulls out a bong. Now, I'm 5'8". This bong had to be 5'7". Like, it was huge.
The bigger.
Big old bong.
The better.
And you gotta just, gotta take a breath like you're going underwater for an hour, right? Mm-hmm. So, You can't fake it. No. The water's down there. They're gonna see the bubbles. So, all of a sudden, just a full chamber of smoke.
Oh, God.
And he pulls it, and I take it all. Boom. Headshot. All of a sudden, I'm just toast,
you're done,
bro.
You're toast.
I ended up just going outside, sitting on his patio, like freaking out, just trying to keep it together. And then he eventually comes out. He's like, man, you doing all right? You know, we're just kind of hanging outside. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I got to go home.
I can't be here.
I didn't even walk through the house. I remember jumping over his fence. Like, so he was on the ground floor.
Yeah.
So I jumped over his little fenced-in patio fence, which there was also a huge bush, in the front.
Oh, God.
So I just, jumped over that, got to my car. I'm not proud of driving, but I was freaking out. Got home. I probably was driving, 10 miles an hour.
Oh,
just got home and just was like, I'm going to be high the rest of my life.
I think I'm dying.
I'm dying, man.
Oh, man.
So, that was the last time I smoked out of a bong, and that was 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And I will never do it again.
Jeez, man. I got a few stories for you. Yeah. The very first time I ever smoked, way back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't know what, it felt like I had a 70-mile-an-hour wind going. You know, you stick your head out the window, and you hear that. That's exactly how I felt the first time I smoked.
Did you get high the first time you smoked?
Very. Violently.
Yeah.
I almost went to the hospital.
I don't know if I just wasn't doing it right, but I remember, it took until the third time. And that's why I think on the third time, I was very confident in my smoking and got violently high.
So I felt like that. I felt like I had a wind going across my face. Went downstairs. We're at my buddy's house. Went downstairs to get on the computer. AIM. It was how far back this
was.
So I grabbed the mouse to log in, and I couldn't move the mouse. I'm like, dude, this mouse feels like a bowling ball. It's so heavy, man. So I couldn't get online. I'm like, I can't do this. So I go back upstairs. I make myself throw up. That's going to get the weed smoke out of you, or, the THC out of you. So I'm trying to make myself throw up for some god reason.
While you're high.
And I'm like, this ain't working. So I go upstairs to his parents' bedroom and lay down in their bed, hands crossed, feet crossed. It looked like I was going to be put into a coffin, man. I'm like, I'm dying. I'm just getting myself prepared.
I just want to look peaceful.
I was sweating. My shirt was sopping wet. I was sweating so hard. Dude, it was one of the most horrible experiences I've ever been through. And, I've never felt that way since.
Yeah.
But, man, the first time was horrible.
You don't know how to handle it. Even now, if I were to get, really high, I think I'd be better at handling it. You know what I remember distinctively, too, when we were younger, high school and everything? Overacting when you were high. Mm. Same thing you did when you were drinking.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm so baked, man. I'm so hungry. Let's get munchies, man. We all overact. Same thing when all the girls in high school got drunk. I'm so wasted.
Did you ever... Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Take it back a notch.
Yeah, relax. You had one Mike's Hard Lemonade. Right. Easy.
Did you ever have a buddy that constantly smoked, that constantly wanted to get you high?
Oh, I had a handful of them.
I had one where he would, like, he wouldn't let you take it and smoke it. Like, he would do it for you just to make sure you got the full effect, you know? And
no, Silk Carter. Silk Carter, man.
So you'd put your lips on this thing, you know, and this is where this phrase came out. He would put it up to you, and he'd light it, and he'd... Come on.
That's where that came from.
Come on. And like 30 seconds later, I'm like, dude, I'm good.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, suck it in. We'd go. He would live up in Kalamazoo, so we'd go up there to like party and hang out and have a good time.
Yeah.
I could never have a good time because I was violently stoned every time I got there because he insisted.
Yeah.
He insisted, you got to try this, man. I'm like, no, dude, I'm fine.
I tell you what, I'm an adult. I'll hold the pipe myself.
Right. Oh, he would destroy all of our friends, man. Just God.
Well, I'm sure now there are going to be more. There are a lot of people that are happy that marijuana is legalized. Like I said, I don't smoke, but I support it, and I'm going to look forward to all that money rolling in.
Yeah, and we know people are excited, and you're excited to do it. And
be responsible.
You know, be responsible, man. Yep. You know, pick and choose when to do it.
All joking aside, you know we talk about this, but don't drive while high.
All right,
you shouldn't be doing it now anyway. Same thing with drinking and driving. If you're under 21. Suck it up.
Yeah,
you know what? You can't do it. You're not going to go into a weed store, a dispensary, and buy stuff.
Yeah.
That's how it works. You got to be 21 or older. Mm-hmm. Leave it be at that. All right? And if you drive while high, suffer the consequences. If you buy weed for someone who's underage, suffer the consequences. Yeah. It's going to be regulated that way. And you got to be responsible with it. Do you want to lose it? Don't be responsible with
it.
You know
absolutely,
what I mean?
So, absolutely. Be responsible. And you know what? Manage it. You know, don't be high all the time.
I don't care if you smoke all 10 ounces at your house with a group of friends and everyone stays over. Just be responsible. That's with anything.
Absolutely.
That's with anything. So speaking of that, you want to go get high? Because we got high. All right. That's going to do it for this edition, the 420 edition of the Plan B After Show podcast. Don't forget to tune into the Plan B Morning
Show.
That's
another thing.
What?
When was it legalized? What was the date? So was it today or yesterday?
Today. It was 11-6.
11-6.
Technically.
Is that kind of like the new 420 from Michigan?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Every year at 11-6, we're just going to get blazed.
Do we get
bro.
The day off, man?
We're going to get red-eyed, man. We're going to get high, man. Yeah, I think so. It's a Michigan holiday now.
Yeah,
everyone gets the day off to smoke weed. All right, make sure you listen to Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. If you think this is good.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, do we got a treat for you. And we'll see you guys next time on the Plan B After Show podcast. Bye.